Ken has not always been as polite as he is now. Read his story and answer the questions. As usual, just before his birthday, many cards and presents arrived for Ben from his grandparents and other relatives in the USA. Ben opened the first one. It was from his grandparents, and there was money inside. "How are you going to spend that money?" asked his father. "I'll buy a model car with some of it and keep the rest," said Ben. His aunt sent him a T-shirt. He thought it was great and wore it for the rest of the day. He loved the new watch from his uncle, too. It didn't have hands like his old watch. It had a voice. It told him what time it was. A few days after his birthday, Ben's mother saw him playing with his new car. "Have you written to Grandma and Grandad yet?" she asked. "They'll be unhappy if you don't say thank you." "It's time to write to them. Don't forget." "I'll do it tomorrow," said Ben. "I've got too much homework to do today." Ben was lazy. He didn't like writing letters, and he always found an excuse for not doing it. A week later, his mother asked him the same question. "Okay," he said. "I'll write to them tomorrow morning, as soon as I get up." He didn't, and in the end he decided that it was too late to write. When Christmas came, Ben was surprised to see that there were only a few presents for him. From most of his relatives he just got a card. The cards all said the same thing. "You didn't seem to like your birthday present, Ben, so we didn't know what we should send you for Christmas." "I didn't say thank you to anyone," Ben thought sadly. "That hurt them. That's why nobody has given me any presents this Christmas. From now on, I'll never forget to write thank you letters again."